Toby Keith, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm perfect. How are you?
I'm perfect, too.
All right, Toby, so we got you coming to town at the end of October. You're going to be out at the Ava Amphitheater, Casino del Sol. How many of the bus songs do you actually do as in the
on
show?
On stage.
Well, it depends. I have an obligation to play the real hits,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'll throw Weed with Willie in. I always do Red Solo Cup, but I'll throw Weed with Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again in usually every other night. I'll rotate it with Get Out of Your Clothes, Get Out of My Car.
Yeah.
You know. And then I've got the new one, Wacky Tobacco, I'm doing every night.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But we try to put a few in there every night and rotate them around. But, you know, the beautiful thing about these bus songs is we knew they would never get played on radio. You know, we never released Red Solo Cup as a single.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Europe, come back a month later, and it was just everywhere.
Yes.
But Weed with Willie just started out. Band didn't know it. I'm going to sing you this song. Crowd went crazy. Every night they just went crazy, so I recorded, put it on the end of an album, and after 15 years of messing with them, I got a whole pile of them. Probably written 150 of them that didn't get finished, that just got a funny chorus, and we never did finish it, moved on.
Uh-huh.
The ones that stuck and fell out of the sky, we did record, and there's 30 of them that I can never release.
Never.
They're terrible.
Toby, that leads into my question. I'm a huge Scotty Emmerich fan. I know he's one of your best friends on the planet. What's it like riding with that guy?
He's the beautiful thing about him is he keeps you. If you get up today and you're in Pittsburgh and you played the night before and you just don't feel like writing today, at some point in the day, he's not going to ask you to write one. He's just going to grab a guitar and just start playing, and he's a great guitarist.
Yeah.
And a little bit, you're just going to come around, and next thing you know, you're going to be in the middle of a three-hour song you've been writing. And he's just – he don't care about nothing but just writing a good song.
That's a magical thing to watch happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the cool thing about – I've written a lot of songs by myself. The cool thing about co-writing with a friend is that I compare it to hitting a hole in one if you was playing golf by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You come in the clubhouse and go, hey, I just aced 17 down there. No, who was there? Nobody. Well, you didn't get to high five nobody. All you can do is go tell everybody what you did. But if you got one person there with you, you can high five. They can tell the story, you know, and you can celebrate with somebody. But
yeah. Yeah, it just amplifies everything if you get to share it.
Yeah, and many a times we've written going down the road at night and nailed a real big, what we thought was a big one, and didn't have anybody play for it, so we just go up and sit around the driver. One of us would jump in the buddy seat, one would jump on the steps, and we just play it for the driver and say, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Can't wait to play it for somebody.
You were saying that most of these don't get radio play. We did the Wacky Tobacco in our Download It or Dump It, which is a feature we do, and it was a download,
was a download
from the listeners. They were like, yes, got to.
Well, they played it in Miami, and it Pick It or Kick It or whatever, and it got 20. They took 20 calls, and we got 20 picks. And then I said, "So you're going to play it?" And they go, "No, we're not going to play it." But we did it on the deal.
We won't tell you if we're going to play it or not, Toby.
God, don't let me stand in the way of success. Red Solo Cup. I was going to Europe, and I stopped in New York, did a bunch of press, and I did it on all the shows. And then we went to Europe, and Germany was at the end of the tour, and it was at the end of the month. And by the time I got to Germany, I was really worried that was going to be the one country where the language barrier was. I was like, how are you going to play in a country where they don't speak English,
mm-hmm.
you know? UK, all over, you know, the Scandinavian countries, there's enough English going on in the Scandinavian countries and all over the UK that you're fine. And I'd done that before, but they were added Germany on the end. I thought, so I get to Germany, and the first place I play, like Munich, and I'm in this arena, and I look up, and everybody's got Red Solo Cups, and I don't even know what's going on back home. And I'm like, they don't sell Red Solo Cups over here. And they said they got on the internet and had them ordered, and these guys were like frat boys out there singing Red Solo Cup and waving back and forth. I got back home, and that thing had gone crazy. So I love the grassroots part of what's on these bus songs. These bus songs all have a little grassroots. Some of them are written on my USO tour, too.
I read a couple of weeks ago, I guess, that one of the great souvenirs that Europeans grab when they come to the States anymore to take back home are Red Solo Cups.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the Solo Cup people said, they threatened to sue me right off the bat. And then they called back about 10 days later and said, we're not going to sue. We think it's because they were selling out of Red Solo Cups everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're not going to sue. We think there's more good in it than bad. And, you know, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, it's got to be helping. You're right. You're in bankruptcy. And they said, yeah, but all we're selling is red. I said, well, quit making the other colors.
it seems simple enough, doesn't it?
And then they sold to another drinking cup company for $4 billion. And they were in, like, bankruptcy. And 4 months later, and they never sent me a check for nothing.
You didn't get anything out of that. Oh, man.
I got nothing.
That borders on disrespectful right there.
It sounds like there should be a bus song out of this somewhere.
I have sold a lot of albums and singles and T-shirts that say Red Solo Cup.
I'll bet, yeah. Well, we always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with you and spend some time, and we're looking forward to the show out at the Ava Amphitheater. Bring your golf clubs, though, because there's a pretty good golf course right there. It's where the U of A.
Oh, perfect.
It's where the U of A plays.
I have a 15-minute rule on golf. If it's further than 15 minutes away, I won't go. So if it's close, I'm in.
It's real close.
Oh, it's right there.
You can hear from some of the tee boxes, you'll be able to hear the show. So,
oh, good.
So, yeah, it's real close, and it's a good course. Like I said, it's a home course for University of Arizona's teams, men and women's teams. So,
good.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, yeah.
And congrats to your Sooners, man. A great win over the weekend.
Oh, how about that? That was a big game. Everybody was watching, and they came in here. We played awful last year. It was, you know, after that game, we went 10-0. We just rolled through all the way through the Sugar Bowl and beat Auburn. And I knew that we'd played a really bad game, made a lot of mistakes, and they had that kind of circled on their calendar. And I knew they were going to play well. I didn't know if they'd win up there because it's hard to win up there. But, boy, they really looked good.
Good deal.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good to have football back. Be safe, and we'll see you when you get here.
Okay. Y'all have a great morning.
Thanks,
you
Toby.
You too. Thanks, Toby.
Bye-bye.